Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. We don't do weakness.
Hot 97.
Hey, it's Ebro in the Morning, Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. I have tickets to see Universal Circus at Roy Wilkins Park in Queens for either Tuesday the 14th at 7 p.m. or Wednesday the 15th at 7 p.m. Tickets until now at UniversalCircus.com. But let's play a game of Laura Never Loses. We need a male and a female contestant right now. 800-223-9797.
Hey. How was your weekend, Laura Stiles?
I was good. It was chill. Just, you know, hung out with Baby Light.
Young Baby Light in the building. I can talk about it because I know it's not, you know, everybody can't just, you know, follow Young Baby Light. But I seen Mom set up a Young Baby Light IG.
Oh, that was the dad.
Oh, man.
That was the dad.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Wait.
The IG.
The dad.
Yo, you wasn't with it?
At first I was like,
I got a suggested follow.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? It was like, yo, you should follow. And I was like,
you're like, wait a second, I know this little person.
So I hit follow, but you know, it's a private account, so you gotta get approved. But still, I was shocked.
Yes. It's like, you know, close friends and family. I was like, all right.
No, same thing happened to me, man.
Same thing happened early, right?
Yo, from early. And then when I was like, wait, what? We got a what? Yeah, no, I just wanted, you know, I just wanted to make sure we had the, you know, the what is it
same.
Called? The name.
Yeah.
Right. That was the same one you got? You had the same place?
Yep.
And I was like, all right, fine. But then I went to the page. It wasn't private. So I had to send a text like, yo,
can we make this private, please?
I didn't say that. I was like, yo, this page ain't private.
God, man.
Oh, you know, I start to unravel fast with little things like that.
But yeah.
Wasn't that deep. It ain't that deep. And Issa's over it. Issa wanted to post on herself. I think she posted on a couple times. She over it. She ain't got no phone. She ain't got the app on her iPad. So
right.
It's not like she could do it herself. But whatever. Yo, this weekend, I think I did too much, man. This weekend, man.
Why, you feeling under the weather?
No, I feel phenomenal. I slept this morning. Waking up for work, it was like my whole face was sliding off my skull. You know, I went to U.S. Open yesterday. I rode 40 miles yesterday. I went swimming on Saturday. What else did I do?
Oh, yeah, you did a lot.
Festive. I tried to watch some of the VMAs last night.
Yeah, I did too.
I said, let me see what these little teenagers think is hot out here.
I was surprised at the number of like OGs that were on stage.
Well, it was the 40th. It was 40 years of MTV, and I was just about to say that because Busta Rhymes ripped it down last night.
Yeah, Madonna performed also.
Nah, yeah.
I know, but still, you know.
I mean, but it was 40 years of VMA. Was it 40 years of MTV or 40 years of VMA? It's 40 years of MTV. Yo, I'm going to tell you, the best performance on that stage last night was Normani, son, and Busta Rhymes. Period.
Normani and Tiana Taylor at the end?
Woo! And Tiana Taylor, I mean, that piece was sexy. I think it was sexy. But Normani's performance didn't need that last little sex scene or a little sexuality with her and Tiana. It was fire, though. But Normani's performance, if y'all ain't see it, ain't nobody doing that. Ain't nobody doing it. And and other artists are going to have a hard time. This girl Normani keep heating up.
I know, she's great.
Matter of fact, bring up that Normani, Cardi B. We need this to heat up. Ain't nobody doing what Normani's doing, period. As far as dancing?
Yeah, she's
and the
so
choreo?
Dope.
And staying in the pocket like that? And it wasn't on no stripper. You know what I'm saying? She wasn't trying to be a stripper until they did the little sex scene at the end. Or a little, I don't know what she had Tiana Taylor hostage or something. I don't know what was going on. Some little
lap dance situation.
It was a bondage scene. That's what it's called.
Yeah,
that's what
it was
I was looking for. Not hostage, bondage. That's what I was looking for. But anyway, we'll get into all of that. But yeah, the U.S. Open, Novak Djokovic got by Daniil Medvedev, Russian cat, number two in the world. But he was, it was ball. It was a good time. I took young Issa yesterday to the U.S. Open.
First time?
Yeah, she's seven. She ain't been on the U.S. Open. You know how hard it is getting you. And she's one of those kids that we all hate.
What do you mean?
You know, the kid that's dumb young but gets to do dope stuff, like go to the U.S. Open or have great tickets or something. Because, you know, I just wanted to take it to the U.S. Open.
Yeah.
So I told a friend of mine, like, yo, you got U.S. Yeah, I got U.S. Open tickets. I didn't know we was going to be in the Mercedes-Benz box.
Gotcha.
With Lupita Nyong'o sitting right there.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? I was like, this kid East is annoying. It's my fault, too. But she's such a polite, nice kid, so it's not like she's acting like an idiot. But still, nice-ass tickets at 7 years old at the U.S. Open.
Look at her. Look at her.
The hell's going on? Who we got online? It's time to play a little shenanigans called Laura Never Loses. Laura, what are we giving away?
We got tickets to Universal Circus, yeah. Roy Wilkins Park, Queens.
Yeah.
Queens.
Jalissa's on the line. Good morning, Jalissa.
Good morning.
How art thou?
I'm doing great. Early in the morning.
Where are you headed today?
Work.
And how do you get that money? What do you do?
I work at a law firm.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
That's what my mom did for her whole adult life. She was a legal secretary.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. She was grinding it out. Not even a paralegal. A legal, back then, a paralegal's like the lawyer's assistant, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, nah. Mom's was, and then as moms got older, because she had worked in the law office so long, she knew laws. She was damn near a lawyer. So then the young lawyers would come in and be like, man, listen, lady, we don't want you knowing more than us. You up out of here. And lawyers do not like when the administrative people know more than them. Like when those young lawyers come in and they want to be, you know, they hype. They just got their little law degree. They just passed the bar, got a little jobby job. And there's some lady in there 60 years old that know more than them. They hate that. Ooh, they hate that.
She's laughing because she's like, I've seen this.
I know what you're talking about.
Yo, my mom used to complain. She'd be like, yo, I'm getting old. Nobody wants to give me a job because I know more than the lawyers. But I don't have no. I haven't passed the bar. Be like, damn. Jose.
Good morning.
Good morning. Jose, where are you headed, brother?
I'm a cab driver. I'm working right now.
Yo, shout to you. So you never switched over to the Uber, huh?
Nope.
How hard was it to survive? You got your own medallion and all that, or you just rent a car?
Nah, I got all my own stuff.
Ooh, you litty, son. So did you get the medallion on the high, or did you just cop it recently on the low?
On the low.
Ooh, you about to come up, Kiko. Have they raised in value yet?
Nah, still the same price.
Still the same.
Oh, Jose out here doing it, man. Salute to you, brother.
I appreciate it, y'all.
Yeah, man. Jalissa, who would you want to represent you right now? Me or Laura Styles?
Laura Styles.
Okie dokie.
All right, mama, let's go.
Shawnee with the question. Let's play Laura.
Never.
Losing.
All right, here we go. Okay, who did T-Pain claim stole?
Ebro. T-Pain claimed Kanye West.
Kanye-Zy with a line that he thought was corny. What is the capital of Hungary?
Laura.
Ebro.
Laura.
Budapest
is correct. Which famous singer gave a sneak peek at her upcoming?
Mm-hmm.
Laura.
Upcoming doctor. Assuming is a documentary. I'm thinking Janet Jackson.
Janet Jackson is correct.
Ooh, okay. Good one.
In the movie, what is the profession of Ace Ventura?
Laura. Ebra.
Laura.
Pet detective.
Pet detective is correct. Who presented Big Boy with his star? Ebro.
Dr. Dre.
That's right. Walk of Fame. Which mountain range is found in Switzerland?
Laura.
Ebro.
Laura.
The Swiss
what?
Alps.
No.
The Alps is correct.
No way.
That was me.
Which singer dropped a lawsuit against her father?
Laura.
That felt like a tie. Say Ebro.
I got the possession arrow.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay.
What All singer right, dropped a lawsuit against I her dad?
I know this.
Ooh.
Three, two.
Rihanna.
One.
Yes.
Rihanna's correct.
Yes.
But Laura wins.
Laura wins.
Yes. That
Yo,
was
that the same lawsuit from when Dad was throwing
yes.
fake parties?
Remember?
Fenty, the Fenty?
He was yeah. trying to get his own muscle on the side.
Yo, he was throwing fake parties down in Barbados gosh. And in the Caribbean.
Yo, Jalissa.
Jalissa, you
going
to something.
You got tickets to Universal Circus.
Universal Circus.
Everyone else, yo. You can buy your tickets you, at UniversalCircus.com. You're welcome. Quick.
Yo, when the Universal Circus is back, we back.
We back.
I mean, things dangerous out there, but we back. You know what I mean?
Universal
On the way, flashing lights,
Circus.
Laura Stiles.
Coming up in a flashing lights report, we'll discuss the big highlights and big winners for the MTV VMAs. Coming up next.
Commercial free.
Non-stop hip-hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning.
Woo!
Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly the curator, the lit DJ Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
Normani bodied it last night at the VMAs. Woo. That was one of my favorites. That and Busta Rhymes and Lil Nas X. Yo, I like Lil Nas X was up there with the marching band. That was kind of fire. And the dudes in the shower kept their clothes on. They didn't even get naked on the VMAs. I thought they might just go on. It's the VMAs. You never know what's going to happen. And dudes in the shower
that was,
scene. I was
that
like,
was yours. That was your standard for a good
naked.
Performance.
They
didn't
they might
get
naked.
Naked.
No, well, they didn't. They didn't. He did it. Go ahead, Lil Nas X. And he had a Rick James earlier in the night. He had a Rick James wig on. That made me laugh. That made
he
me
did.
Laugh. Let's go. Flashing lights. Laura Stiles. She's got more from the VMAs in Brooklyn.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
I know you're
lights.
Ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
Yep. The MTV VMAs went down last night live from the Barclay Center in Brooklyn, hosted by Doja Cat.
Man, it was hosted by Nessa.
Yes, our very own Nessa.
Nessa was the first one on
yes.
the red carpet with the people.
She did the
Nessa
pre-show.
Was the host at the VMA.
All right. I didn't appreciate all of Doja Cat's outfits. Just because I was
trolling.
Annoying.
You know she was trolling.
Oh, it was so annoying. Rosenberg didn't know what I was talking about. Then I sent him a photo of one dressed like a worm. It's annoying.
You know, the worm is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. I can't believe she said yes to that or wanted to do that.
Yeah, yo, crazy. Man, y'all need to have more fun. I didn't even see it, and I know Doja Cat was trolling.
Well, we're not saying she's being serious, that she was like, I think this is high fashion. We're just saying it's ugly and stupid.
That's right. Yeah.
Man, y'all no fun, man.
I didn't realize this hat she's wearing is actually a chair.
It is. It is a chair.
Upside down on her head. That's crazy.
Yeah, you she sat on it at one point.
I'm worried about you, Shawnee. I was didn't realize that was a chair.
I was distracted by the worm, the big worm outfit she had
big
on.
Worm.
big worm.
See, y'all didn't know she was redoing Friday.
And the dress she had on with the chair hat looked very nice. That was also distracting. Then I'm like, wait,
she
that's
had some. She looked beautiful, but just that the worm. Chair. Listen, just the worm outfit was annoying to me. That's it. The chair.
What type? Wait. When you say worm, what type of worm are we talking about?
Please just Google it. Run your Google.
It's like a plaid worm.
Oh, it's plaid?
It's like a blanket.
Like Alice in Wonderland worm?
Yes, something like that.
Yeah, oh, man, you guys don't have a great imagination. You guys suck.
Oh, my God. Video of the year went to Lil Nas X with Montero, Call Me By Your Name. Remember the controversial video?
Yeah.
Of course that was video of the year.
Yeah, and of course Justin Bieber was artist of the year. I knew that was gonna happen.
He not showing up to an awards. He was in there with his wife. He not showing up unless he winning something. He wasn't about to be up there. Mm-hmm. Plus, you know, I think Biebs is at that point in his career now. He got to start showing up to some of these awards. Otherwise, they're gonna start giving it to somebody else, and he trying to stay relevant.
Yeah,
that's the Biebs.
Doja Cat and SZA did win for best collaboration for Kiss Me More.
There you go.
That was tight.
All right.
But, you know, and you know what was cool? It was good to see Travis Scott. He won for best hip-hop, Travis Scott with Young Thug and M.I.A.
All right. He was up there. He accepted his award. I did see that. Shout out to Travis Scott. But, yo, let's talk about these performances, though, fam.
Yeah, Normani was amazing.
Yo, listen, the rest of y'all R&B or rap performers who do choreography, this is a public service announcement. From the old man. Step your game up. Normani's smoking all of y'all. You're in trouble. If you did not see Normani's performance and you've watched the greats do it, and I mean the greats, the Beyoncés, the Janets, the Britney Spearses, I even put Britney in there because she's had some amazing things too. Bruh. Normani put everybody on notice last night.
Well, there's only one part of it that's moving around.
Which
yes.
one? Oh, the Teyana Taylor thing? And that's not even... Yo, when I watched
it... Teyana Taylor on stage is the part
and,
that is moving
And that's
around.
Why they did it. Because they knew that y'all wasn't going to get how dope the rest of it was. Especially your websites. Me and my lady watched it. We was like, we didn't even need the Teyana Taylor part. The Teyana Taylor part, while amazing, and I love Teyana Taylor, actually took away from the choreo greatness that was the main performance.
The choreo greatness.
The choreo greatness.
Yo, if you search Normani's name on Twitter, all you see right now is like 1,000 different clips of
her
Teyana Taylor.
I know. But
and
she
the Teyana Taylor thing was sexy. It was cool. I liked it. I loved it. But it wasn't that the rest of the performance.
Also on the red carpet, Conor McGregor got into a fight with Machine Gun Kelly. A little squabble.
It was the fakest thing I've ever
so
heard
dumb.
Of.
I guess Conor McGregor allegedly wanted to take a picture with him, and he... Machine Gun Kelly was like, nah, and then he throws a drink at him.
Someone explain how that could be a real thing.
Wah.
That MGK got asked for a picture. First of all, why is Conor McGregor asking MGK for a picture? Second of all, why is MGK saying no?
Maybe MGK thinks Conor McGregor is the D-bag, and he doesn't want to be in photo. I mean, we know MGK. He's a good guy.
Maybe he thinks
Conor McGregor's an a-hole, which he is.
Maybe.
Maybe Conor McGregor was just trying to make a moment and get a cool photo. Maybe he's a fan. MGK's got some hits out here.
Okay. Hey, man, that all sounded nice. But how about Triller? How about Conor McGregor can't win a fight anymore, and this is a setup for something?
Yeah,
I don't know what,
it.
But
I
something.
Believe I'm with you,
of
Pete.
Course,
I'm with you. That's your flashing light up of the time.
I believe in MGK.
5.
Yo, MGK, we don't like Conor McGregor, man. Good job, man. F. Conor McGregor, man. Yo, congratulations, you played yourself. Next.
Ooh.
WQHDFM, HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Lola Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly, the curator, the lit DJ Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire. Fire, fire,
fire. Hope that guy goes far. I like that Murray guy. It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. The program is back in the building.
Oh, yeah.
Rosenberg, ESPN's own Rosenberg. Did any fisticuffs get thrown at the Yankees-Mets little situation last night? It was about to heat up. Benches cleared. Did anything happen? I didn't catch the whole story, and I didn't see it.
No fists were thrown, but it definitely got spicy last night. And
yeah.
It was definitely just a...
We're both losing. Both our teams are derailing right now. We need some energy type fight.
Yeah, but it was... I will say, man, there was something extra. The energy last night was like unlike anything I've seen in a regular season baseball game in a long time. Like, it was extra. I think maybe the 9/11 stuff from the whole weekend, too, created such an energy of, like, there's something going on here that, that people are watching. And last night, I mean, Francisco Lindor accused the Yankees of tipping pitches by whistling. So there was like some accusations being thrown back and forth. Lindor hit three home runs, had his biggest moment as a Met last night. He's now going to be booed whenever he's in the Bronx. It was fun, man. And shouts to the Mets. They took 2 or 3 from the Yankees.
Well, and I'll tell you what else is going on right now. You said there's something going on. It sounds like this.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Yeah, the Mets won 2 or 3 of the Yankees.
Playing yourself.
They're both. But aren't the Yankees like 3-11 since their last winning streak or something like that?
I think 3-11 would be the best case scenario. They're 2-8 in the last 10.
They're losing.
They're not good right now.
Like it's that's what they were fighting to get their mojo back. That's what's going on.
I mean, the Yankees are currently one game out of the wild card. That's how bad
after being like damn near sealing it. I mean, being great.
It was sealed. Oh yeah, it was the wild card was wrapped up.
And basically threw it away.
And the Mets are 3 games back of the wild card right now. So we do have some interesting baseball here down the stretch.
Well, then also, shouldn't I give one to the New York Football Giants, whose former quarterback went to the Carolina Panthers and then showed up and the New York Jets, their former quarterback, went to the Carolina Panthers and just showed up in the first game and smacked them around real quick.
Bruh. Man. I was so happy for football season to get here because the Yankees and Mets have been falling apart. And every day on the K Show from 3 to 7, I have 4 hours talking about sports. I'm so sick of talking about the same Yankees and Mets thing every day. So I'm like, all right, here we go. Football time. The season starts. And the Giants are literally the exact same. They look boring and not good. And the Jets, for basically the first 45 minutes of that game, were the exact same awful, boring team. Now, Ebro, I will say Zach Wilson made it interesting in the last 15 minutes or so. And maybe gave a glimmer of hope. They only lost 19-14 because they were losing 16-0
game. So they put some points on the board.
They did, but let's show love to Sam Darnold, who got out of this team, and yesterday was 24-35, 279 yards, a touchdown, no interceptions for the Carolina Panthers.
and hit the New York Jets and the Giants with that button.
Congratulations, you played
now,
yourself.
Now, I tell you what, how much time did they give Saquon?
Nothing to worry about.
Oh, Saquon played. Every time I looked up, I can tell you his numbers, but every time I looked up, Saquon was getting his man, or at least attempting to, I should say.
Now I don't want to – before Saquon was injured, I think I said on this program, the Giants are playing horribly. What? Take care of Saquon's legs. Take care. Don't try to put the whole team on Saquon's legs.
10 carries, 26 yards, actually. Eek. His long
you know, he's
was
just
five.
Getting back. He's just getting back. He's just getting back. But still, be careful, man. Be careful. Be very careful. Yo, speaking of being careful, I wasn't going to the U.S. Open yesterday with my thinking cap on. I almost blew it. I had a whole thing. I promised my daughter I'm taking you to the U.S. Open. She takes her little tennis classes. She had a little outfit together. She wore a little tennis outfit. She was ready to go to the U.S. Open yesterday.
Here we go. Let's do it.
Here we go. Here we go. I asked a buddy of mine for some ticket shots to my man Eli. You know what I'm saying? He had the plug.
All right.
Boom, we get to the gate. Yes, sir, can you show us your vaccination card? Hit me with the button.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
I did not read the damn attachment to the ticket that clearly said you needed proof of vaccination to get in the building.
That is a fact. And we talked about this, I think. But yeah,
I think we did. Absolutely. So hit me with the button again.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Luckily, my lady was still at home, so I called her. And she went into my passport where I keep my vax card. And while I had her on FaceTime, showed it to the lady who, shout out to the lady who let me in the building, showed her the card while I had my lady on FaceTime.
All right, boom.
So I got in, boom. But it was an almost super congrats. Because Issa was super excited to be at the U.S.
Oh,
Open.
Oh, gosh. She would have looked at you like, really, Dad? I got to give you the button?
And hit,
congratulations. You played yourself.
But I want to hit Issa with a button, too. Because the only reason she wanted to go to the U.S. Open yesterday was so that she could buy a giant tennis ball that she saw while we were watching it, while we were watching the women's final. She
I was about to jump in.
I was about to jump in
when you just said Issa. I was about to be like, yo, did you buy her a giant tennis ball?
Of course. Yo, her mind was on that tennis ball for as soon as she saw it. Where are those giant tennis balls?
Were you able to get it signed by anyone?
No.
But no. She has the giant tennis ball.
And by the way, Issa is the kid we hate, Rosenberg.
Why?
You know, the little kid who gets great seats to something and has no idea what they have, and basically their life is ruined because they had a great experience that they don't appreciate?
So wait, her first time at the U.S. Open, which is a very expensive event, hard to get good tickets to. Y'all had great seats.
Oh, she's at the men's final sitting in the Mercedes-Benz box.
Oh, wow.
With Lupita Nyong'o right there.
Oh, wow.
Issa's that kid, man.
Wow. That's the way to get started.
Yo, but hit me with the button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
All the celebs are in there. And guess who I was excited to see? Vlade Divac walked by. I got super excited. I saw Vlade. I was like, yo, Vlade! He waved. Yo, Vlade Divac, man. That's the guy right there, man.
Who else was there besides Lupita Nyong'o and Vlade Divac? Because so far, this is so random.
A bunch, you know, Mariska Hargitay. You know, the New York celebs.
What?
Yeah, she was in
there. SVU? Oh, my God.
Yeah, she was in the building. Gail's there every night. Shout out to my girl,
Gail
King.
Gail's there every night.
Gail King's big tennis fan. Who else was in there? Spike. I seen Spike Lee. I saw Joel Embiid. Who else?
Wow, this is a random collection, if ever I've heard of one.
I know.
Who else? I'm sure there were others in there.
Yo, Complex posted the other day the people from Law & Order at the U.S. Open, and the caption was, if you know, you know. And my response was, I don't. I had no...
Oh, hit you with the button. What's wrong with you? How do you not know?
I know, and then people are like, I guess you don't watch enough good television. I was like, right.
Well, look, that show is iconic, Rosenberg. What the hell
Laura
is wrong
Styles
with you?
Is an abuela in the making.
Oh, my God.
Because she watches every damn episode on repeat of Law & Order.
How could you not? It's
hard question.
Amazing.
Hard question. Really hard question. How good is a show if they're capable of making 93,000 episodes?
Amazing.
They do the same thing every day.
Like,
switch
Olivia
this guy.
Benson, what up? Nothing to worry about. Where's Elliot Stabler?
He was there too, I think.
Oh my! Did you see Christopher Maloney? Did you see him?
Well, and more importantly, shout out to all of our listeners at the U.S. Open, because we have a lot of listeners in the building at the U.S. Open. But here's the plot twist. Our listeners aren't attending the U.S. Open. They're working at the U.S. Open.
That is correct.
Yo, the U.S. Open is so rich and white.
It's very
facts,
rich.
Factual.
It's very see, rich see, and white. You do see some non-white people in there, but it's
barely,
pretty.
Son. Barely. It's,
and everyone's rich, that's for sure. That's... But I'll tell you what, though, all the people working there, a lot of regular folks.
That's
get
our
a good
folks,
job for
man. That's
weeks.
Our people, baby. Shout out to our people over working at the U.S. Open, man. And Issa got her photo under the Arthur Ashe, you know, the little, what do they call it, the little area of champions. Mm-hmm. She took one under.
That's cute.
That's dope.
Yeah, Arthur Ashe, yeah, for sure. So it was good. It was good. Nice. I'll post the photos on the Ebro Times. Laura, what you got on congrats today?
No, I'm just reading about this bozo, a man from the by the name of Lee Almonte. He, the NYPD had been looking for him since December 2017 when he allegedly shot somebody 6 times in Washington Heights. They're saying that they've been looking for him for a while, but a lot of leads online helped them out. But you want me to tell you how he got caught?
Instagram.
This bozo takes a photo for the gram.
Of course.
At a well-known barbershop in L.A. Got him. That's how they got him.
Another one.
Damn. That's how they got him. LAPD teamed up with NYPD and they came up and snatched his ass up and sent him back to New York.
Was it
the
congratulations?
Butt.
It was.
You played yourself.
It was his personal Instagram.
Yes.
Yo, man.
What a bozo, right?
The congratulations.
Is real.
You played yourself.
Mm-hmm. And by real, I mean fake.
Rosenberg, what you got today, my G?
I gotta give it to myself because last night, you know, I'd watched football all day. And I'll tell you this, I had no idea up until yesterday that the VMAs were happening.
Really?
I'm probably speaking for all of us when I say that.
Issa told me.
Yeah. I had no idea. And they ran the commercial throughout the day on the VMAs. First of all, the first thing that made me laugh was that it says the MTV VMAs tonight. And then it says on the screen in big letters, Channel 331.
What is
I'm like,
that?
Yo. I'm like, damn, y'all have to tell people the channel now. You know, back in the day, how immediately you knew the number for MTV?
Well, I want to add a disclaimer to this. Rosenberg has been hating MTV since he was in high school. So he's been waiting. You've been waiting to dance on their grave.
So, no. So the fact is, well, and the fact is this. I pushed myself to watch the VMAs last night. And why? I've hated the VMAs now for more of my life than I've liked it. Oh, the second they went full like Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, Britney in the late 90s, I've never liked it. So why do I sit there and think now I might like it? Please hit me with the button. It is...
Congratulations, you played yourself.
And then, of course, I turned it off before Busta Rhymes performed and Teyana Taylor and Normani had sex on stage.
Oh,
I missed
gosh.
All the good stuff.
Well, hit yourself with the button because that both were phenomenal.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Though I did see Chloe perform.
Chloe... Yo, look, Chloe. Woo.
I thought about Ebro yesterday because I remember when we first met them, Ebro's like, oh, Chloe, you a little kid. I can't talk. She forced you yesterday to either look away.
She forced my hand. She forced
yep,
my hand.
She forced your hand. You either had to look away, turn off the TV, or acknowledge hey, what you were seeing.
And hit me with the button for that expression, forced my hand. That's probably inappropriate.
You played yourself.
My Lord.
I bet it forced your hand.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be
celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step to me.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B. and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Styles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire. Fire.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
Shawnee, you didn't see Chloe last night?
I did not. I did not.
Give yourself the button.
See, this is the problem.
It's going to force your hand, too.
You played yourself.
Chloe out here forcing hands.
She's forcing hands.
Yeah. Yo, this is the problem, man. The problem is, you know, we should be talking about the great choreography of the Normani, but what we're talking about is the sex. And that's why everybody just resorts to sex.
Right.
Because that's what's going to, even with the Normani thing, everybody's sharing her and Teyana Taylor. The performance, I'm telling you, the entire performance was incredible. It was the choreography you've been wanting. It was what you've been wanting in a stage performance since the Janet Jackson If video. It's like, I mean, look. It wasn't like regalia, but the tightness and the choreography and the fact that she was just stayed in pocket with just keeping it dope and simple and just being it was incredible.
But listen, that's her because she put.
No, I'm just pointing out our flaws as human beings. That's right. All I'm pointing.
It has to be controversial. Or
it has to be controversial,
it.
And then that's what we start talking about.
That's a thing for MTV, though. You know what I mean? People, like, want to do that. They want to have the wow moment of the night.
Yo, I was disappointed. I was disappointed in Lil Nas X. I was
Why, man? Yo, Lil Nas X, his performance was fire, man. He ripped it up there.
Nah, man. If at the BET Awards, you were simulating sex with men, this is the VMAs now, okay? They set the standard. This isn't the BET Awards. This is the VMAs.
Yeah, he did. But
we needed full frontal last night. He should have gone full frontal.
The men danced in the shower last night, but they didn't pull out their schlongs. They did not pull out their schlongs.
That's soft, man. They should have been swinging them things around with blurs everywhere. That was the only place to go up from the BET Awards was to schlong it out.
Yeah. Oh, really, Shawnee? The Lil Nas X is too far, but the Teyana Taylor Normani not too far?
Nas X is just too far in general. He's just too far all the time.
That's not true.
Why?
Nah,
he doesn't like to push the envelope.
That's
what I'm saying.
And theatrics. Yeah. You know how many people have done that before?
I wish they had a camera on the old school rappers, though. I wish they had a camera on the old school rappers.
That'd been amazing.
See, yo.
But I will say the Lil Nas X. That's what's that song called? Montero.
Montero.
No, it was the one with Jack Harlow.
The one with Jack Harlow is good. Yes. That's a good song.
What's that called? Industry Baby or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, they added They had a marching band up there going with the track. That is sound crazy. That
fire.
Yo,
no, that song's good, fire. Man. Like the weird thing is Lil Nas X. It seems like he is a troll who's meant just for like things like the VMAs.
Right.
But then he does put out records that are musically
good. No, his records
good
are good,
too.
Man.
He's an interesting
I think
guy.
The shenanigans overshadow the greatness of the music sometimes.
Yeah, I agree.
But his records do well. His records do very well. And the videos do well. He won an award last night. Shout out to Lil Nas X. Shout out to everybody that was at the VMAs. Hosted by our very own Nessa.
Nessa
was the main host last night. She was there on the red carpet first to greet the fans in Brooklyn. Look, on the way, 97 minutes commercial-free music, and DJ John steps in the room with what tickets we will find out. You got it on the Ebro Laura Rosenberg program. Welcome back to school, New York City. I know y'all pissed up. Ebro Laura Rosenberg, we back together again. Y'all back at school, on the way to school right now. We probably said some inappropriate things while you in the car. You're like, yo, chill out, Ebro. Damn, man, I was trying to listen to y'all program. Now the kids is back in the car. And, you know, I'm sure it'll happen again, but we love y'all. Now, I apologize in advance. You got the amazing Laura Styles, Mama Styles in the building. You got Rosenberg. Laura Styles.
Yes?
We didn't give a congratulations, you played yourself, to the former president of the United States that the other presidents are trying to act like never existed. They don't include Donald Trump in anything.
Nope, so not even
he
on
is
9/11.
Persona non grata, even on 9/11. Now, is that Rosenberg? Do you think that's his choice?
I was debating that this weekend. I was debating that. I don't know. He may have been invited and just could not.
Trump didn't show up to anything 9/11 official. He just went over, I think, to the 17th precinct and spent some time with some firefighters and police officers and took some photos.
Thought it was the 45th precinct.
No, I think it was 17. Okay.
And then that night, of course, he went and did commentary at the Evander Holyfield fight.
Oh, that's very.
Got to do that.
Very presidential. Very presidential.
Yep. Yeah. It's go to some bootleg, trash-looking pay-per-view and do boxing commentary.
Yo, his whole brand is so cheap.
It's so cheap.
It's so garbage. He is. What do I want to compare this to right now? Who do I want to slander?
Yeah, like what store? What do you compare this to?
Yeah, like.
Who do you want to compare Trump to?
Yeah. Like that thing that people think is popping, but you're like, yo, that's so cheap and trash and low budget.
Yeah, like you think it's nice, then you actually touch it and you're like, this is garbage. This is actually trash.
Oh, man. But then also, like, nobody of any credibility wants anything to do with you. And you still have these followers giving you money. America, there's just a section of America that is just so low budget. And I don't mean economically low budget. I mean mentally.
Yes.
Values. Low budget.
Like, how could they have anyone read Trump's statement last week about Robert E. Lee? And not thought, this is the dumbest man on earth. I can't imagine. Yo, he said about Robert E. Lee, he was like, you know, if he had been around in Afghanistan, this war would have went a whole lot differently.
He forgot that Robert E. Lee lost too then.
A, Robert E. Lee lost. B, you don't read that and go, my man, what are you talking about? What are you saying? What do you mean if Robert E. Lee was in Afghanistan? What the F are you talking? Like, how do they just, like, go, yeah, he's right. Robert E. Lee, if he went to Afghanistan, man. Psh.
Guys, why are you trying to make sense of this crazy?
Well, we're not. We're just setting up for people who talk crazy. And that's why we have DJ John. Because what the F is DJ John talking about half the time?
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Red Man, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
DJ John! DJ John! DJ John!
DJ John!
DJ John.
Well, his mic's not on, or Shawnee didn't turn it on, or something's happening. Nope.
No.
Oh,
still can't
no.
hear him. No glasses today for DJ John. He took
well, maybe he couldn't on. See the button to turn his mic on. He needs to put his glasses on. Nope. Nothing from you, John.
DJ John, hit the glasses.
Button. Congratulations.
DJ John.
Yankee hat.
You played yourself.
John and Shawnee trying to figure it out. This is Major Market Radio right here, ladies and gentlemen. You know what I'm saying? Run through your sound check live.
All right.
While people are stuck in traffic on their way to wherever they got to deal with on a Monday.
Well, let me tell you what.
We couldn't even do themselves. Don't try to See what Laura's trying to do? Laura's caping for Shawnee and Juanito right now.
I'm just going to try. Because listen, people are in their cars or wherever they're listening to us from. And they were like, what's up for grabs? I want to know if I want to call in.
She's so good.
John just texted the group. I'm on. No, you're not.
What do you have, Laura?
All right. Listen,
Laura, what do you have?
We have tickets to see Lil Baby with Lil Durk in concert at the Prudential Center on October 6th.
Okay. Okay.
All right, more info at hot97.com. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com, made hot by Live Nation.
Okay, little baby, little Dirk. Moving around. They got hits together and hits alone. So, boom. What we got on the line? Shawnee, we got anybody ready to get these tickets? Go to a concert?
Yeah, yeah. Griffin's putting them on hold.
Did we fix Juanito's mic yet? Because this makes the game even more fun for me.
Oh, no.
Try again, Juanito.
We have Laurie.
Laurie, good morning. Oh, this is Laurie got a terrible phone. This is all man. Oh man.
Can we just give someone, pick it up and
Nah, we're gonna ask John the question. We're gonna give John a shot to answer.
John, are you sure the volume knob isn't just turned down on your microphone? Because I'm looking at your mic.
I'm looking at a knob on the back of his mic.
I'm looking at a knob that looks like it's turned the wrong direction. You sure it's turned on the right way?
Said yes.
Let's talk about the fact that we've been on the air from home for a year and a half. At times, John has to be at home. Sometimes he's in studio. But he's been home. He was at home for a year straight.
And he was at home all last week.
That mic that he uses is like the basic consumer USB nothing.
Yeah, he
can get a
better mic.
Come on, Johnny. You're a radio professional.
Get a better mic. Who else you got?
Who's he calling?
Johnny, we got another caller yet?
We got Jessica.
Jessica, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh man! Hopefully, you're having a better Monday than DJ John.
I'm kind of in traffic, trying to go to work right now, so not really.
you sound terrific, though.
Good energy.
Thank you.
Where are you stuck in traffic at?
I'm in on Sunrise right now. I live in Farrakaway, so I'm on my way to Long Island.
Oh, how bad is it going? You're on your way to Long Island. Yeah, that's Sunrise.
Yes, I'm already on Sunrise right now, but getting out of Rockaway is a killer.
Always.
I know.
All right, we'll answer this question super fast. We got concert tickets, Lil Baby, Lil Durk at the Prudential, Jersey. Answer Laura's question super fast.
All right. The MTV VMAs just went down. Can you tell us who hosted the award show last night?
Don't answer.
Doja Cat.
Correct.
Yeah. All right, John's got a chance to answer. Here we go.
Okay, John. Okay.
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. He sounds like...
Oh, he went and jumped on a cell phone to try to compete. I was hoping I was hoping when we went to John, it was silence.
All right. DJ John.
I'm here. I'll find a way.
Who was the first solo artist who won the first Video Vanguard Award in 1984?
Or that would be Stevie Wonder.
The correct answer is David Bowie.
Oh, you were, kind of close.
Jessica!
It's okay, I wouldn't have known that answer either. Yeah, exactly. You got some good news for me?
There you go.
Jessica.
You're going to Lil Durk and Lil Baby at the Prudential.
Yes, thank you.
Congrats,
it's been
mama.
A great show. Yeah, man.
Thank you.
Be safe out there, Jessica. We love you for listening. On the way, Flashing Lights, Laura Staff.
Guys, this is a terrible story. Coming up in a Flashing Lights report, Pop Smoke's gravesite was vandalized in Brooklyn. The details of all this is just, I don't understand people, bro. Bro, it's disgusting. We'll give you details on this coming up, Flashing Lights.
Can't even let the man rest.
Late at night.
Day at night, ayy. Beep, 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 boop, bop, boop, beep, boop, bop. Yo, Rosenberg, should I have been that excited to see Vlade Divac?
Listen, man, you should be whatever you are. You are you. You are a Lakers fan.
Maybe it was unexpected.
Very.
Why would you see Vlade Divac at the U.S. Open?
This is mad racist, but I would confuse Vlade Divac.
Oh, wait, is he Serbian? He's Serbian.
I think so. I would confuse
him. Yeah, because Novak was playing, so Serbian.
Oh, right? Yeah, yeah. They're probably both anti-vax. I would...
Wait, what?
No, Novak, anti-vax.
You can't have his name is Vac. His name is Novak. You're supposed
Novak. Novak.
Novak. Novak.
Novak Djokovic.
Are you assuming?
No. I think he was very out there about that. Novak Djokovic. I don't know him personally. I don't know how I would know otherwise. But is it racist that I would confuse Vlade Divac as a small as a tall Yakov Smirnoff from the 80s?
Yakov Smirnoff. Yo, why is that so funny to me? I'm old, that's gosh. Why. But no, seriously, no wonder Novak lost. He didn't get the vax. He the one. Yo, he man, Novak Djokovic with the button. He got his ass whooped by that yo, by that got, kid yesterday. Okay. He got his ass whooped yesterday.
That's because of the vax.
And by the way, he was about to make history and win all the Grand Slams in the same calendar year. Showed up to the final one at U.S. Open and got smoked.
Absolutely waxed yesterday. Yo, Aaron Rodgers and Novak Djokovic yesterday were trash on the same day. Two of the best ever were absolute garbage. It was wild.
Aaron Rodgers got his vaccine?
Yeah, but he has this haircut that would make you think he doesn't have a vaccine. Well, so maybe it's that.
Let's go flashing lights time, Laura Stiles.
Y'all are
wild.
Y'all are wilding.
Hey, man, we don't care about nobody who didn't get the vaccines feeling. Sorry.
I care about their feelings. No, I care about their feelings in general. No, their general feelings I care about. In terms of feelings about jokes about the vaccine, no, I'm good. We can have these jokes.
All right. Let's focus, okay? All right. This is a really sad story. Pop Smoke's gravesite was found destroyed over the weekend. They're saying that the outer wall of the mausoleum within the grounds was horribly vandalized. The marble plaque was cracked, broken through almost completely. There were other debris on the ground, but the worst part, it seems that there was drag marks left on the ground.
There what?
Drag marks. They were trying to take the casket
Drag the casket. Yeah, they were trying to drag the casket out.
Insane.
And to go into the casket. There's something in the casket that they was trying to get.
Ugh.
Yo, people are wild, B.
I have no words.
Yeah. Yo, what kind of sick, sad freak do you have to be to do that?
I don't know.
Did these guys get arrested?
I think they're still investigating, but... Ugh.
Yo, what kind of Scooby-Doo villain moron are you that you were trying to break into someone's casket? What on earth?
And he would have got away with it if it wasn't for you meddling kids.
Right, exactly. What did someone tell you is in there? Like, that is...
You know how some people sometimes put like jewelry, mementos, like little things that, but.
Yo, the shame. Imagine walking this earth being like, yeah, I was so desperate to get something. I desecrated someone's grave, a young man whose life ended tragically. You desecrated his grave. So his mom has to see that it was desecrated like that. Ugh, sick.
That's a horrible story, man. A horrible, horrible, horrible story. In other news, did you guys see Wireless Festival went down in London over the weekend?
In foggy London town, yeah.
Did you guys see Drizzy?
I saw the drizzle. Yo, man, bring up some Drake. Bring up that Race My Mind real quick. Let's play this Drake Heat Rock.
You know what's
I don't
sad,
like
though?
That I'm too sexy for my shirt-ish. That ain't my song. No, that's not it.
This Race My Mind, though, I gave it a second listen on Ebro's recommendation. This song's a jammy jam. He's right.
A Boogie was supposed to perform, but he got arrested in London for something he claims. He was like, look, I'm so sorry for everyone who came out to see me at Wireless. Police locked me up before I went on stage for something I was accused of 2 years ago.
Damn.
He's like, I'm okay, but I'll try my best to make it up to you guys.
Oh, damn, that's foul, bro. Right?
Ugh.
That sucks.
Anyway, that's your flashing lights report. The time is 8:02. High of 86 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Wireless. And you know that Drake performance was a surprise, I think.
It was a surprise to Jace.
Oh, I read it was like he wasn't supposed to, nobody knew he was going to be there, but you're telling me people knew.
I think Tiffany Calver brought him out, but she sort of announced like earlier that day and gave a time for it.
Got it. Okay.
But Future was on the bill too. It was like a... But, he was out there drizzling. The drizzle came, you know?
Go ahead, Drake. Draggity, draggity, Drake. Run that Race My Mind, Shawnee. This is our joint, WQHT, New York City. Ebro Law Rosenberg, the program. Just hung up the phone tonight. Yo, Shawnee, nice Shawnee, you can't even hate on this one, right?
It's going to be a nice day today, yes.
Turn it up.
You got to turn the windows down to this, you know what I'm saying? I ain't even going to front on this one.
You better take it, Shawnee. You can't.
Hey.
Me.
Hey.
You were
Yo, this Drake, this is quintessential Drake right here.
It's Drake Draken.
But it's the best version of Drake Draken.
Yes, talk to him, Rosenberger.
If you going Jake, you know, then
no,
Jake
because
out.
It's up, but it's not typical. It's up tempo too.
It's got a bop.
It's got a bop.
You know what I'm saying?
Realize
that if you going Jake, Drake it out then, right?
You know what I'm saying? And give Drake some room to Drake it out.
This one, you got the shirt unbuttoned down to the...
Ooh, chug.
With the silk. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, me and Issa was rocking this on that Grand Central yesterday. Windows down on our way to the U.S. Open.
My hair blowing.
What?
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam, 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, the program. I don't know why I started saying that today. The program.
The program.
Yeah, why not? It's beautiful, though. The sun is shining.
Yeah, it's a nice day.
It's a nice Monday. Kind of
warm
even
today.
Though, what are they talking about, Rosenberg? You know what they're talking about as far
like
as
85,
the
I think.
In the tri-state.
High of 86.
86, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yo, it was cooking little yesterday. That U.S. Open was cooking when I was sitting in there sweating it out.
I'll tell you what. Who wasn't cooking? The Djokovic.
Yeah, no, he got smoked, bro.
He got mopped different.
Listen, those guys are great, but he got mopped. Coco Gauff got mopped in the doubles before that. I mean, you know, Naomi Osaka, she bowed out early. There's a lot of new energy at the big open this year. Sloane got beat early. Well,
not early.
A little farther than Coco, but still. Not much.
Nope.
No Williams. A lot of the Americans got worked. And a lot of the, you know, the notable people you're accustomed to hearing. Run things got smoked. So does that symbolize a new era? We don't know. We'll see it. Speaking of new era, New York football, not a new era. The same.
Feels very
the same
similar.
Old. Yeah. Very similar. Nothing new to be talked about with the Jets. Or the Giants. How were those Philadelphia Eagles, though, yesterday, Rosenberg?
I mean, they won. We don't need to talk about that.
Why? Why are you hating?
Because I hate the Eagles. What do you mean, why? This is something that me and Giants fans can all agree on, is bleep the Eagles all day long.
How'd your, what are you, the what?
The football team?
The TWT.
No, WFT.
WFT, Washington football team.
We were all right, but we lost to the Chargers.
Y'all lost to the Chargers? Are they good?
Yeah, Chargers are good, man. Chargers are good. And our quarterback got hurt in like the first quarter? End of the first
quarter? Who's your quarterback? The
Ryan Fitzpatrick?
The journeyman.
The journeyman was... By the way, you know your quarterback's old when the injury that takes him out is a hip. That's how you know the man's old. When he gets a grandparent injury and he may be out for a month now.
And was it just a routine tackle and he went down?
I mean, I thought it was sort of routine. I mean, it was definitely hard. Listen, it would have put any one of us in the hospital.
Of course, I don't play football.
Right, but I didn't think a quarterback after the hit would be rendered unable to play. But, you know, and yesterday there was a video going around of from FedEx Field where the football team plays with water pouring out of the stadium onto the fans. And everyone was going around. It became the internet thing that it was raw sewage pouring onto Washington football fans. It was not raw sewage. I just
it may as well been the way y'all. That's the thing.
That's what everyone said. Look, it's literally raining ish at the Washington game. It was not sewage, all right? And they put them in a suite. They took care of the fans, okay?
Well, let's take care of the fans of Swizz Beatz this morning because it is the big bro Swizz Beatz birthday today.
Ooh, zone.
Swizzy. Zone. Zone. And I thought we could also celebrate Busta Rhymes because he had an amazing performance at the VMAs last night. Shout to Busta Rhymes. I know that felt great to get on that stage in Brooklyn yesterday. And, you know, if you haven't seen the Busta Rhymes 6.5-minute performance that he did last night, it was a medley. It opened with Put Your Hands Where My Eyes Could See with the act. You know, they reenacted the video. Zuku, zoo, zoo.
A word.
The dancers Zuku, and everything.
Zoo, zoo. Yeah, with the
Spliff Star was there.
Yeah, Spliff in the bed. It was great. So I thought we could go on some New York-ish real quick. A little Busta Swizz Beatz to celebrate.
Sick for this one.
You know what I'm saying? Woo! Happy birthday, Swizz Beatz. Salute yes, to the General Busta Rhymes.
If it's tough.
Yeah, he was out in Coney Island yesterday. You know
is that Coney Island that they was at?
Yeah, Coney Island. I think it was the Art Walk.
That was Saturday night.
That was last night.
Last night, too? He was at another spot in Brooklyn on Saturday night.
Yeah, well, he was moving around for sure.
Yo, shout out to Wizzy, Starboy, to Wiz Kid.
Jay Upscale putting that together too yesterday. That was a vibe.
Yo, man, that's beautiful. I'm glad he's out here. Yo, a lot of people outside right now. Rosenberg and I was just talking too. You know, to get into some of these buildings, especially indoor joint, not outside, but indoor, you got to have that proof of vax, at least one shot.
Yep, I caught
you
that.
Go to the outside joints, I think you're smooth.
Oh yeah, no, smooth. Yeah, you're good outside. But the Madison Square Garden on Friday night for WWE, definitely a vax check. Went to a restaurant this weekend for my man Stat Guy Greg's birthday. Definitely had to show vax to get into the building. And today, I think it's really official everywhere. Like at least in the city, you're going to be catching those checkpoints when you try to get into restaurants.
Yeah.
Now, Laura, have you heard anything about teachers having to get? Or not having to get. I thought I read last week Mayor de Blasio said that teachers wasn't going to have to get a mandatory vax.
Oh, I don't know about that one. Not sure.
I thought I read that.
Yeah, I wonder how long it's going to last with the restaurants. A lot of restaurants going to lose some money, too, in the surrounding boroughs.
I mean, we'll see.
Yeah.
My guess is through the winter.
Yeah.
Through next spring, right?
Yeah, that's
until like March.
Because that's what they're preparing for. That's why they're comfortable doing it right now in mid-September, and it didn't happen in August. Because what they're really trying to do it is ahead of when it gets cold and everyone goes inside in the heat and starts spreading this thing around. I believe that's what the point of this is. Because they're worried about the fall time, people going back inside, and it's spreading.
Yeah, it's going down. It's going down. Prepare yourself.
What's going down? What exactly is going down, Sean?
Clearly, this vax passport. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, if you ain't with it, you got to prepare yourself.
Facts.
You know what I mean?
Yo, so, man, Ebro, just let it go, man. That's all we
let what go?
Man.
I just wanted to hear. He was speaking in code. I wanted to hear the whole, you know what I mean?
Right, like if there was a plan, if there was something coming. You want to know what the plans
are. I'm sure people
Well, it's
going to
be.
I'm not on the. I'm not on anti-vax IG. You know what I'm saying? I'm not on, you know, where'd you say? Whoville, New York? The nurses walked out?
No, well, Lowville, New York. There is a walkout where they put. Lowville is upstate New York. Upstate New York.
I looked at
that. That's Trumper Town.
Is it?
Yeah, of course. Anywhere upstate. So anywhere up out of the Hudson Valley is Trumpish.
Right.
Well, anyway, there's about four people who live in Lowville. There's definitely a jail nearby, and four people live there.
Nah. Listen, it's a village in Lewis County, New York, and Ebro, as of the 2010 census, the population has 3,407.
My bad.
Yeah.
But what's the story, though?
Basically, New York Hospital, to pause baby deliveries after resignation over COVID-19 vaccine mandate. So basically,
well, that's how they got the news moving around. They put New York Hospital, people think it's New York City. Anybody outside of New York State, when they put New York Hospital, they think it's New York City.
Oh, the maternity. So essentially, maternity unit workers have resigned over the COVID vaccine mandates.
Yeah.
So because the maternity nurses didn't want to work, they can't deliver babies there.
Yeah.
So they have to go to the hospital.
So you got
to
go from Lowville. You got to drive over to Highville. About the, 4 hours
the bridge. Everyone knows the traffic on the bridge from Lowville to Highville is a pain in the ass.
Yeah, but there was also reports, Shawnee, of people who are more people are getting vaccinated now that these mandates are in because people are like, I'm not losing my job
for their jobs. Yeah, but there's a walkout today. But it's interesting that people at a hospital who have been on the front line and have seen what's going on are still not willing to take the vaccine, which are a lot of hospital workers and frontline workers that I know too.
Yeah, but let me tell you something. One thing I learned about the pandemic was the luck, because I spoke to my friend's a nurse, and she was like, fam, there's different levels when it comes to nurses.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam, 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
And any nurse will tell you.
You mean just because you work at a hospital, you're not a virologist?
Fam, please. Right, but everyone is as bright as you think or as educated on certain things. Because I'm like, my friend broke it down to me. I was like, I understand.
Well, let's bring it home. Let's bring it right home, y'all. Well, let's bring it home to Hot 97. Just because you cracked this microphone doesn't mean you know how to run that board that Shawnee's running. Yes, or set up the equipment.
Correct. See, here we go.
But I'm just using it as an example. There's people who sit next to you every day, Shawnee.
Right.
That cannot sit in your chair and do your job.
True.
And they've looked at it every day for a decade.
And can't do it.
And can't do it.
But that's not the perspective I was saying. I'm saying just the ones who have seen and been there during the heights.
No,
not
but
that
that's
they
why
know
I'm using that example.
Know,
but that's just why I'm using that example.
Influx.
Yeah, but
that's
I hope you know that also a lot of nurses and doctors, he newsflash, a lot of them are caught up with this whole political, like, that are hardcore Trumpers that feed into all the BS. That's a fact too, Shawnee. You can't ignore that.
And these are also maternity workers, right? These aren't people who are treating people with COVID. They're delivering babies. Everyone has a different job too.
Right. But I'm saying they were delivering babies during the height of COVID too. I'm just saying it's interesting. If you've been there, you would think you would be more scared than anybody and say, let me jump on this because I've seen the worst. You know what I'm saying? So you don't.
Yeah, but if you work at a hospital too, You've also seen at a hospital people who've had bad responses to things, you know, to different medicines too.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like whether that's cancer patients, AIDS patients, pneumonia patients.
Also, we have no idea what the numbers were in Lowville, New York, for COVID.
True.
They may have not seen anything in their house, in their particular hospital. Now, flip side, guys, let me give you one thing of another time in history when things were insane. Movie recommendation over the weekend. Watch the movie Worth on Netflix.
Worth.
It's a movie about, it's actually very weird and random, about my friend from high school's father, my friend Leslie's dad, who was appointed the special master to decide who got paid what after 9/11.
Oh. Mm.
He's played by Michael Keaton. And it's about his story of how he volunteered to do this, to serve the country after 9/11. He was like, I'm going to do this pro bono. He was Ted Kennedy's lawyer. People trusted him, and they'd be like, you're a good person to do this. We respect you. So he volunteered to do it. And the way that, how hard it was to try to decide the monetary value that every single victim's family was, quote unquote, worth after 9/11.
That's heavy. I don't want that job.
It's a great movie, though. I really recommend it. It's on Netflix.
Well, and he sounds like a great guy.
Oh, no, he's a great guy.
Who people ended up hating. I don't even have to see the plot.
I know.
Yo, bro, listen. This is the illest part right from the beginning. They have like a town hall towards the beginning where he gets up there and you have all these victims' families there. And one of the people's like, yo, my daughter might have not had the biggest job, but her life was worth just as much as someone in the corner office. And this is at the beginning when he still hasn't found sort of the nuance. He's just looking at everything as like, you know, down the books. And he's like, yes, her life was worth the same, but her mortgage was not.
Right.
And it's like, oh, and everyone starts coming after him. And he has to sort of learn how to navigate not only the numbers, but the emotions that were tied into this whole thing. It's a tough watch, man. And it really reminds you of how many people were affected for so long.
Yeah.
You know, and how people are still affected to this day. Their primary breadwinner has been gone for 20 years. You know, I got to tell you guys, I ended up pretty deep in the 9/11 hole this weekend. I watched a lot of the name reading ceremony on Saturday. I just ended up being caught up with a lot of it.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Instant tears for me. I start watching and then I get really emotional. I'm like, I have to just kind of stop for a little bit.
And that perfect weather on Saturday reminded me of 9/11. You know, that it was gorgeous this Saturday. Ebro, it's too much for you?
Stuff.
No, it's not too much. I was just gonna say I'm still angry. There's several things I'm triggered by and angry about, even the things you guys just pointed out, but also you know, just the way Muslim people got treated after that day. You know what I mean? I'm angry about that. I'm still angry about the dishonesty around, you know, even today, where we talk about 9/11 and the lives that were lost in this tragic incident in 9/11, right? And we somehow have programmed ourselves, not somehow, but we've been programmed to feel like those lives during that tragedy have more value than the 600,000 lives that have been lost during this last tragedy.
Yep. Or during all the wars around the world that we've been a part of.
And we've lied to ourselves, you know, and I lived this, and I wrote about this on my Twitter on 9/11, where that morning, right, when it was the realization that morning, if you were anybody that paid attention to news and history and geopolitics at all, you knew that America was forever changed that morning. Because that morning, we now had a tragedy on our soil like so many nations around the globe have had. And we, that American exceptionalism, we're safer, we're better, we're untouchable, was shattered that morning. And here we are 20 years later, still trying to remix what that morning meant and what happened that day and why it happened.
And how we got there. We have never been honest about that.
We just ended Afghanistan just now. That was a failure. The reason that happened was because of our other international failures and our lying and our cover-ups and everything else. So that's what triggers me about 9/11 is we of course want to remember the lives lost. We of course want to put our arms and hug the families of who were affected by it. Like, that's of course. But for me, it's also like, yo, but we're still like, the amount of times of me seeing like, you know, we're more divided now than we were then. That's a lie. It's a bold-faced lie. If you were a Muslim American that day, how did you feel?
Divided.
If you were a black American before that day, how did you feel?
People get caught up when you watch the videos of everyone helping each other in the moment. And it's like, hey, look, people can be good and people can care for one another, which is 1,000% true.
Yes.
But to your point, the next day, you know, I was watching a doc the other day, and you could hear Giuliani's voice on the news being like, hey, we do not want anyone to try to reach out and harm people, because this is the next day telling people, do not harm people who you think you're angry at about this. And to your point, we have no conversation about how we landed on 9/11 in the first place. So it's also offensive to see people continuously, show love to the victims' families without ever being honest to them we got there.
And so this is a big thing for me. This is like the essence of who I am, right? If we do not learn from people and their death and become better, whether it's in a learning from people who passed of natural causes all the way to learning from people who died in horrific incidents, if we're not trying to learn the lessons in that and improve ourselves, are we honoring their death?
It's a great point.
You're not honoring their death if you're not telling the truth. You're not honoring their death if you're not improving yourself.
I agree. If you're pretending that act happened on 9/11 out of nowhere just because there are evil people in this world and they wanted to harm our way of life, if that's as simple as you think the whole thing is. By the way, not to say the people weren't evil. Of course they were. But if you think that's the entire story, and you don't want to look at the way that we move and behave, and the fact that there were people who were ready to go into Iraq, which was the second war. They were ready to go back into Iraq the second 9/11 happened.
Which had nothing to do with it. The people who did plan that event were Saudis. They were from a whole other country. We ended up in Afghanistan.
And then Iraq. And if you think that, you know, chummy chum friends with Michelle Obama, George Bush, is now this great guy, and you forget about the fact that he is ignoring briefings every single day that the Clinton administration had left to say, we have a brewing problem here. What are you going to do about it? And he was like, nah, I'm good. I don't feel like dealing with these things every day. And if you want to keep going deeper and think about the fact that the election was basically stolen in Florida in 2000 before that, so Al Gore would have been president. There would not have been 9/11. There would not have been a war in Afghanistan. We might not all even be sitting here. The entire world would be different, but it didn't happen. And if you're not willing to look at all of these things, you're right, Ebro. How are you honoring the people? You're just saying, oh, we're so sorry that this happened out of nowhere. But it's more than that. It wasn't just out of nowhere.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Damn, so I got to. Well, but that's where I go on 9/11, right? That's unfortunately how my brain works.
I mean, like, I do both. I do a lot of both. I spend a lot of time just being emotional for the New Yorkers who were affected, and then I also have thoughts about everything. It's all in all just such an you know, awful, awful moment in our history. But you're right. It's made worse by the fact that we didn't really learn that much from it.
And so fast forward to today, 20 years later, what are we learning from what's happening with the deaths around us?
COVID-19, you mean?
Yes. Which was exacerbated by the fact that, wait, another GOP president didn't pay attention to the warnings of the administration before it. Didn't communicate with the world allies. Didn't do the diplomacy to understand what was being researched and what the potential dangers were.
I think, ironically, it goes all the way back to George W. Bush, who started the conversations about we're going to have a global pandemic. Then Obama picked it up and really was like, this is coming, this is coming, this is coming. And here we are again. Oh, and also, to your point, we learned the other day from the CDC that 78% of people who have been hospitalized from COVID-19 are obese. Are we learning anything about that also?
Nope. We're still shoveling terrible food down the main population's gullet. Getting people addicted to terrible foods every day. So do we really care?
Oh, what you trying to kick knowledge?
Yo. So, listen, man, much love, light, all that, big hugs. We could rally around. I'm with everyone. But I guess fortunately or unfortunately. And I remember on 9/11, the morning of 9/11, I was doing the news. I was in Portland, Oregon. And we thought a Cessna hit the tower.
Yeah, everyone did.
So I'm reporting on it like, yo, some idiot flew a plane into the World Trade. Oh, wait a minute. And it was on the radio all day that day. And had this conversation on the radio that morning and proceeded to get death threats. And my mom was called a nigger lover and I was called a terrorist because my name was Ibrahim. But I didn't mind because I felt like I was telling the truth. What's happening to America, now we are like everyone else. We can't just run around the globe and destabilize everybody's nation and bully people and take from people and act like those chickens ain't gonna come home to roost. It was too soon. It was insensitive and too soon, but it was the truth.
I feel you.
My only way forward when I'm dealing with pain is to the truth. That's just how I am.
Yeah, man. Are we
really honoring people's death if we are not learning from our past? If we're not learning from their lives, if we're not learning from why their lives were taken, from the lives they led, the events around their death.
Yeah, I agree.
Let's get to the gurus. Let's do it.
Actually, maybe we can go to a little flashing lights.
No guru?
No.
Damn.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash.
MTV VMAs went down in Brooklyn, Barclays Center, hosted by Doja Cat. A lot of great moments. Normani was a highlight of the night. She had an incredible performance. She did go viral at the end of her performance with some sort of lap dance situation she had with Tiana Taylor.
It was a tribute to the Janet Jackson move that Janet used to do on stage all the time, where she would bring a guy on stage. I was always so jealous.
Yeah.
And she would like tie them up by their wrists and freak on them real quick. It was a tribute to that, but it was even deeper because she basically put her crotch in Tiana Taylor's face.
Yeah, it was a lot.
It was a lot. I'm not going to lie. I found it very interesting.
I was into it.
That was the point, right? She wanted to go. They knew it was going to be a moment. The MTV VMAs are usually an award show where something wild happens.
But see, if you've been a part of group choreography like I have,
will you stop,
bro?
You
have.
You know what I mean? What Normani? Yes.
groove choreographer.
None of you offbeat monsters on this program have been on stage and you know, synchronized choreography performance.
Oh,
like
when
I
did
I
you
have.
Do that?
Yeah,
you did that?
Shawnee, have you done it?
In my R&B group.
Shawnee has done it. He was a performer too.
Yeah, of
Shawnee, you've never done... Shawnee, you have never done the RoboCop, Running Man, Roger Rabbit, or anything in sync with more than myself or the Kid and Play Kickstep in that studio.
Yeah. That would be completely false and show that you do not know me.
Shawnee, when did you do in sync dancing?
In sync dancing, but choreographed dancing.
No.
Remember, I'm an African drummer. I've been playing Steel Pan forever. There's all types of choreography my whole life.
Oh, but that's freestyle. That's all freestyle.
No, what are you? African dance?
You ain't doing choreography.
Yo, big up Asasaya in Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying? Y'all
Shawnee,
already
you're not
know.
Doing Asasaya, bro.
You know Asasaya.
I'm calling them right now.
Call them up.
You'll be like, no, Shawnee just plays the drums. He don't do no footwork.
Yo, Yow and Osei, pick up the phone.
Shawnee don't do no footwork.
All right.
And Shawnee, did you see Normani's performance?
I saw the end when she was doing the striptease.
See, that's what I'm talking about. You gotta see the magnificence of the choreography.
It was great.
You know what I'm saying? It was amazing.
Listen, it's more important, Shawnee. It's more important, Shawnee, that you see Chloe's performance, all right? It's more important. Trust me, I know you. I know you. It's more important you see Chloe's performance.
I'm going to check this Chloe. You know what I mean?
Chloe's fire, though. Don't play around. But Chloe was, you know what I mean? Chloe's, you know, she's too young for us to be looking at.
I mean, guess what? Well, guess what? Yeah, watch them both. But, man, there was stuff happening. Yo, let's be real. The VMAs is just sex. It's just sex. This is straight up porno. It started out with gay porn with Lil Nas X, and then actually gay porn at the end with Teyana Taylor and Normani. But in the middle, some straight porn. You had Madonna. She's old lady porn. They had every version of porn. Yo, the VMAs were straight porn last night.
It's your Flesh and Lights report, Manny. 55. I have 86 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. On the
flash. Yo, man, that Normani, man. Yo, shout to Chloe, though. That was amazing, too.
Yeah, it was something. Yo, she forced our hand.
Stop
to our belt buckle.
You see?
Too far.
You didn't have
no.
to say
too far.
We're waking up. Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam, 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.